So AWS just hit over 1,160 EC2 instance types, and I genuinely want to know who's keeping track at this point. This week, they dropped M8AZ instances with 5 GHz CPU frequency, and I'm sitting here wondering if we've entered some kind of hardware feature arms race.
Here's what bugs me about that number. 1,160 sounds impressive until you ask what problem it's actually solving. Are teams choosing between 1,160 options, or are they picking 3 and calling it a day?
Okay, so picture this. You've got financial trading firms and high-frequency traders who absolutely need that 5 GHz ceiling and the 4.3x memory bandwidth bump. Those are the people losing millions on latency. But for everyone else?
Right, and that's the thing. AWS is optimizing for edge cases that matter enormously to specific verticals. The M8 ZAN targeting real-time financial analytics, HFT, simulation modeling, those are real workloads with real constraints.
But then you look at the AI side and it gets weirder. They're adding DeepSeek, Minimax, Qwen models to Bedrock, basically saying, pick your open weight model from this menu, and suddenly the complexity multiplies.
I keep coming back to this. AWS is betting that specialization wins. Different models for reasoning, different ones for coding, cost-efficient variants. But that means developers need to understand what each one does.
And here's where it gets wild. They're making all these models compatible with OpenAI's API spec, which is smart for migration, but also feels like they're saying, we know you're confused, so at least the interface is familiar.
But let's stress test that for a second. If everything looks like OpenAI on the surface, how do you actually make informed choices about which model to use? The API compatibility hides the real differences.
Wait, actually, let me back up. The private link stuff for Bedrock is the real infrastructure play here. You're getting serverless inference without data leaving your VPC, which matters if you're handling sensitive financial or healthcare data.
That's the non-obvious angle nobody's talking about. The hardware gets headlines, but the networking isolation is what actually unlocks enterprise adoption at scale.
So you've got specialized hardware for extreme performance cases, commoditized AI models for everyone else, and infrastructure primitives that let you keep data private. That's actually a coherent strategy.
It is, but only if you're big enough to navigate it. The RDS snapshot restore changes are good, letting you set backup retention before restore instead of after, but that's table stakes stuff.
The real question is whether this velocity of launches is creating optionality or just noise. Like, are we at the point where AWS is shipping features because they can, not because the market's asking for them?
Probably some of both. But if I'm a CTO trying to standardize on something, 1,160 instance types plus 6 new AI models plus collection groups for OpenSearch, that's a lot of surface area to manage.
Yeah, and that's the tax on AWS's strategy. They win by being comprehensive, but the cost is that someone has to actually know what all this stuff does. That's a real friction point nobody's solving yet.